Hi there and welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you. 2 hours of folk music coming your way here on 2MCE, your community FM station. In the Central West, we're on 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and just about anywhere you like on the wonderful worldwide interweb thing. Just go to radio.2mce.org and there we are. Wherever you happen to be, we're there with you. Folk music from England to start with. This is a fairly formidable outfit called Waterson Carthy, an extended family grouping. I think you might even know who they all are. This track comes from their album called Broken Ground. 20 years old, this album. The Royal Forester and the Bald-Headed End of the Broom.
So now, my boys, take my advice, don't be in any hotel. till the honeymoon is over, then you'll be wishing you were there. When the rents are high and the children cry for want of a house to chore, you'll find his son's gonna pick up his darn golden shin to his mother and more. Boys, I say, when the girls keep playing, give them lots of room. When you're wed, they'll hit you on the head with a bald head. It's a funny, funny thing, it offends both young and old. Like a blade of burning ash, many's the man that is sold. Make him feel like a fresh water wheel, cause your head to swell. You will lose your mind, cause love is blind, you will add to your pocket as well. Boys, I say, from the girls keep away, give them lots of room. When you're wed, they will hit you on the head with a bald-headed end.
Crikey, there's an energetic way to start the program. That's Martin Carthy, the voice thereof. Martin Carthy and singing the bald-headed end of the broom. The group is Waterson Carthy, Norman Waterson, Eliza Carthy, Martin Carthy, Saul Rose and Ben Avitsky. And to the fore on that track was a mob collectively known as the Phoenix New Orleans Parade Band. Trumpet, tenor sax, trombone, tuba, snare drum, bass drum, cymbals. Oh, I'm exhausted. The bald-headed end of the broom. Welcome to Come All Ye. Nice to have you along. Thank you. a piece of Scottish style, but recently composed music there. We heard Hooley and the Hub, The Turk and the Great Sutrini, a couple of new compositions by Bruce McGregor, fiddle player who various times has been a member of Blazon Fiddles. Yes, and that comes from an album called Loch Ness. The music on the CD, I'm reading from the CD cover here. The music on this CD was commissioned by the Jacobite Experience, a tour company which operates bus and boat trips on and around Loch Ness and aims to reflect some of the moods and atmosphere of this unique journey. So that's not cash for comment because I don't think they're sponsors of the station. So, but I don't think you're going to dash out there to Loch Ness, although there's some very nice photography on the album. It's actually an enhanced CD, so you can enjoy the journey even more if you're so inclined. Bruce McGregor, fiddle player. Loch Ness is the album, and also an interesting stretch of water along one end of the Great Glen in Scotland. Coming up next, I don't know what this track's about or the album. I have no idea. I'll have to ask Ronnie Mack one day about this. It's called Reefer Hound, Viper Songs, revisited by a fellow by the name of Catfish Keith, and with tracks like Weed, Jack I'm Mellow, Blotted Out My Mind, Reefer Hound. I don't know what it's all about. Ronnie might. I'll check with him later. He's older than me.
This is a song called Mama, Where Did You Hide My Tea? Also known as Texas Tea Party. Mama, 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 where did you hide my tea? Well, mama, 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 where did you hide my tea? That holding and quit that holding out on me. I'm going to get myself some bricks, Lord, and build my chimney high up. Get myself some bricks, Lord, and build my chimney high, oh. Just to keep my little neighbor's tomcat from putting out my fire, putting out my fire.
Chicks know what I mean. What I mean. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
No idea. I don't know. Ron doesn't know either. Must be a message song of some sort. Who can tell? We don't understand these things, do we, Ron?
No.
No. Moving right along. This music, I'm here to tell you, comes from the Faroe Islands.
Thank you.
vriendin. For du har taget hendes ungerliv.
Der stander en lind.
Liden Jensen blev ført for retten frem.
Der stander en lind.
Han måtte vel udsige sandheden.
Der stander en lind.
Der blev den dom for kønnet for ham.
Der stander en lind.
At han skulle brændes til hans store skam.
Der stander en lind. I grønne lås og sovsøvning.
De polstrede er røde, de dyner er blå.
Der stander en lind.
Der agter livet Jensen at hvile derpå.
Scream there at the end. I don't know what was going on there. A bit of very energetic klezmer music. Mazel Tov Cocktail, they call that. The tune including Peter's Freilich. Just Tummel, that's the name of the group. Tummel, which is Yiddish for noise or commotion or noisy disorder. True dat. Party music. Where do they come from? I think they are English. I think. It's on the ARC label. So they get music from all over the place. It's very good. Let me introduce you to the featured album now. This is Baltic Crossing, self-titled album. We've heard from Baltic Crossing on the program before. a couple of albums I've played some tracks from in the past, but I think this is their first album, so I hadn't come across it before, but I have it now. Baltic Crossing. Now, they are a bit of a mix of people, a couple of... first of all, a Dane by the name of Christian Mogg. He plays fiddle. Ian Stevenson plays guitar and melodeon. They'd been playing together since the early part of this century. They met at a Finnish festival. They got together with, I think, brothers, Antti and Esko Järvelä. Very Finnish name. Järvelä is the name of a village, so whether these guys are related or... siblings or further removed, I do not know. Antti Järvelä plays double bass, mandolin, banjo and guitar. Esko plays fiddle. And topping them off, or completing the set, Andy May, who plays Northumbrian and Eland pipes. So rather interesting mix of backgrounds, but they're playing mostly music from Denmark. And some original stuff as well. And the first one we'll hear is an original piece of music, and it comes from the pen of Andy May. It's called Vankaran Polska, or Shotgun Polska, and the band members couldn't decide whether it's really a Northumbrian hornpipe in 3-2 time, disguised, or a straight-up Polska. Anyway, it got a Finnish name.
You're a fine one, yes you are. You're a fine one, just like me. We've been friends now, wouldn't you say? We've been friends now, haven't we? Stay at home tonight if you know what's good for you. I can't say more, that would be telling. But if you don't, what will become of you? Just isn't worth any king shilling. I will answer when they make their call. Pull upon this ragged uniform. Up till now, I know it's been your trade. Spit and polish the potato parade. Stay at home tonight if you know what's good for you. I can't say more, that would be telling. But if you don't, what will become of you? Just isn't worth any king shilling. Please don't put your silly head in that pretty soldier's hat. You've done your duty, that's enough of that. I don't know if what I'm doing is right. I don't know if you should be forgiven. But for me, it seems it means my life. While for you, it could just be your living. Stay at home tonight if you know what's good for you. I can't say more, that would be telling. But if you don't, what will become of you? Just isn't worth any king shilling. Soldier's hat. You've done your duty, that's enough of that. Yes, you are. You're a fine one, just like me.
The song is called Eddie King's Shilling, and the very familiar voice there to regular listeners of folk programs on this station, Roy Bailey, the late lamented Roy Bailey, great friend of folk music in Australia. He travelled out here several times and was always highly regarded as a performer and as a human being. From the album Never Leave a Story Unsung, Roy Bailey. You're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm very pleased about that. It makes me a happy man. I think we'll play another one from the featured album straight away. This is the original polka set, that's what it's called. The album in question is the self-titled first album, I believe, by the group Baltic Crossing, so-called because of their multinational backgrounds, European backgrounds.
Mary Alice Jones, and I have come to see about applying for a job with your company. I've plenty of experience and ability, so I think that I would work out well with your company.
But can you type, Mary Ellen?
Alice.
Can you type? Can your fingers fly across a silver key? Can you operate a dictaphone? Or a telephone, hit your skirt an inch above your knee.
I see you do not understand the reason that I'm here. I'm not a secretary, I'd like to make that clear. I've been to Yale and Harvard, I have a law degree. So I would like to be a lawyer with your company.
But can you type, Mary Ellen?
That's Alice.
Can you type? Can your fingers fly across the silver key? Can you operate a dictaphone? Answer a telephone? Hitch your skirt and inch your bum, you need.
I'm brilliant as a barrister, I've impeccable degrees. I'm a legal eagle you can trust to crush your enemies. I haven't lost a case in over 7 years, you see. So pull your head out of your butt and give this job to me, please.
But can you type, Mary Ellen?
Alice!
Can you type? Can your finger fly across the silver key? Can you operate a dictaphone? Answer a telephone? Hitch your skirt an inch above your knee.
Somebody has a problem here, and I think that it's you.
Me.
There's such a thing as equal rights, and I'm prepared to sue. I think you need a lawyer now more than you did before. I'm leaving now, but I'll see you on the courtroom floor. And I can type, Mr. Johnson, I can type. I can send my fingers flying across those silver keys. And I can operate a dictaphone and answer the telephone. And hang you by those things between your knees. I'm gonna enjoy this. I'm gonna hang you by those things between your knees.
Ouch.
I do like that song. It's old, but it's very good. Mary from Hamish Imlach. He was a quite popular and usually very funny Scottish singer. And that song, Mary Alice Jones, turns up on his album called More and Merrier. With him on that was Muriel Graves, I think, or Kate Kramer, both of them singing on that album. I can't remember which one is the singer on that track. Do you really need to know? Well, I can tell you. I'll just look it up here. This, good. Doesn't say. Thank you very much. Glad I brought that in. Oh, never mind. Now, I was communicating with a mate, Bob Murray, regular listener to this program, recently, and among other things we were talking about Ulick O'Boyle, as you do. Why would you not talk about Ulick O'Boyle, if not for his name, then for the songs that he wrote? Ulick O'Boyle was a concrete worker on the Snowy Mountains hydro scheme back in the 1950s and 60s. He was Irish by birth, as you might be able to tell from his name. U-L-I-C-K is the first name, not such a weird name over there, Ulick O'Boyle. While he was here, he wrote a lot of songs, formed a group called the Settlers, wrote lots of rather good songs. And Bob, who's a little older than me, Bob Murray, was a member of the Bush Music Club way back when. And he remembers when people would get into trouble for singing songs that weren't old Bush songs, that sort of, you know, Shearers and Bushrangers and stuff, transportation type things. Someone had the temerity to sing Jindabyne Farewell, written by Ulick O'Boyle, and it was a fairly new song at the time. And cut the story short, Bob said it took quite a few years for the song to be accepted by the purists, as they were. Here are the Settlers with Jindabyne Farewell.
It's time to say goodbye to Jindabyne. It's been my home these 50 years of time. Now the mountains in their winter snow on the snowy river. Down below we're whispering farewell to Jindabyne. And now farewell, old home of mine. They're going to flood the valley and the town of Jindabyne. When I was young, my father said to me, upon this spot I'm going to plant a tree, tall and strong and made of pine, to mark the land that I've made mine, and you'll make yours, my boy, in time to be. But now farewell, old tree of mine. They're going to flood the valley and the town of Jindabyne. I guess that it don't hurt to have my say, for the young they'll laugh and say I've had my day. And they'll dam the waters from those hills, even if an old man feels there's things around the good Lord meant to stay. Like Jindabyne, old home of mine, they're going to flood the valley and the town of Jindabyne. When Jindabyne at last becomes a lake, my eyes will see the waves, but my heart will take a trip beneath that surface blue, down the years of memory true, and this perhaps will ease my yearning ache. For Jindabyne, a dream of mine, when they flood the valley and the town of Jindabyne, my Jindabyne. Jindabyne, Jindabyne, Jindabyne.
A group called The Settlers and an album called simply Songs of the Snowy Mountains. And they're all songs that were, I think they're all written by Ulick O'Boyle. In fact, I'm sure of that. The Settlers. Yeah. Songs such as The Cooma Cavaliers, Snowy Mountain Song, The Biggest Trout in Ukambeen, Dozer Driver Man, Blowering Dam, Old Talbingo, so you get the idea. Song of the Mountains, Long Gone Pom. Songs of their time, I guess you'd say, composed by Ulick O'Boyle and preserved forever. Well, at least as long as the CD lives. I should digitise it, I suppose, shouldn't I? That's what we're supposed to do these days. Right, where are we? Let's hear from a fine Irish group called Ye Vagabonds. The song is On Yonder Hill from their album The Hare's Lament.
On yonder hill there sits a hare, full of worry, grief and care, and o'er her lodgings it was bare. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho, and o'er her lodgings it was bare. Singing ho, brave boys, hi ho. There came a huntsman passing by, on this poor hare he cast an eye. And o'er the box hallooed his dogs, singing ho, brave boys, hi ho. And o'er the box hallooed his dogs, singing ho, brave boys, hi ho. And now she's gone from hill to all for the best dog to try his skill and kill the poor hare that never done ill.
She was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, brand new pack of six, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy but couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, he sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny, but one day he got caught. He was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works, when some drunken out of towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in a tip jar, walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above him, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on when they reached Miami Beach. I got a hotel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the route, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. The Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke a bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They left the lawman lying, they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and it blew a little kiss. If they asked you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his taillights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. It's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
What do you mean? Of course it's folk music. Goodness me. Robert Earl Keane and The Party Never Ends, one of his best known compositions, cropping up there on an album called The Party Never Ends. The road goes on forever, but the party never ends. Oh, if it was, if it was only like that. Sigh.
Thank you.
think they must have had the bagpipes out in the next town because they were very quiet there compared with that tenor banjo. That group is called Pons Aelius. And Pons Aelius means Aelian bridge. It's a sort of diphthong thing there at the beginning, A-E-L-I-A-N, bridge. But Pons Aelius was a Newcastle Roman fort in the northern English city of Newcastle, near... I should start again, shouldn't I? Anyway, that group was called Pons Aelius. The album, Captain Glenn's Comfort, and we heard Molly Quinlan's The Alexander Jig and Pipe Major Jimmy McGregor. Yes, and I think that was their first album, or from their first album. They're rather good. Yes, and you're listening to Come All Ye. I need to remind myself of that sometimes, but I'll remind you at the same time. You're listening to Come All Ye. You can hear Come All Ye if you happen to be in the region of Bathurst, Central West New South Wales. We broadcast on 92.3 on the FM dial, spectrum, whatever it is. In Orange, a little further to the west, 94.7. And just about anywhere you like, really. With a broadband connection, you can hear us on www.radio.2mce.org. You can also find us at that, well, it's at that same address, but if you can't remember all the radio dot stuff, just go to comeallye.com. That's the website for the radio program, and there's a link to getting podcasts, which you may find of interest. You may not. But anyway, they're out there for you if you are so inclined. Next track comes from a fascinating album called Visionaries 1916. Songs and music from the pens of Connolly, Pierce, Kent and Plunkett. And if you know any of those names, you'll know that it's about the Irish Rebellion, the Uprising 1916, the Easter Rebellion. Put together largely by Lorcan MacMahuna, who's a force to be reckoned with. He's a very energetic producer and recorder and indeed singer. James Connolly wrote this next one. It's called We Only Want the Earth.
Some men faint-hearted ever seek our program to a touch, and will insist when nerdy speak to plead a man too much. Tis passing strange, yet I declare such statements give me mirth, for our demands most moderate are we only want the earth.
Be moderate, the tremors cry, you dread the tyrant's thunder. You ask too much and people fly from you, aghast and wonder. Tis passing strange, for I declare such statements give me mirth, for our demands most moderate are we only want the earth. The earth, the earth, we all. Up for the poor, their sympathies assure us to if our demands are pure. Most generous souls, but please observe what they enjoy from birth. Is all we ever had the nerve to ask that is the earth. The labour faker full of guile, base doctrine never preaches. And whilst he bleeds the rank and file, tame moderation teaches. Most generous souls, but please observe what they enjoy from birth. Is all we ever had the nerve to ask that is the earth. The earth, the earth, we only want the earth. The earth, the earth, we only want the earth. The earth, the earth, we only want the earth. The earth.
one from the featured album, and that one's called Den Strijkende General, The Striking General. I don't know whether he was had striking good looks or he just decided he didn't want to play general anymore. Who can tell? From the group Baltic Crossing, from the album Baltic Crossing. If you want to rush out and buy that album and you don't want to go to Denmark to do it, you probably need to go online and look for the Go Danish label. Very good label. They have lots of interesting releases. Not all Danish, but mostly. Worth the effort. Worth the effort. Now, when I was searching for that CD by the Settlers, I found another relic lurking in the back of the stack. It was a CD I'd burned from a record. It's not a very good burn. It wasn't a very well. It wasn't the record itself wasn't in very good condition. Let me put it that way. But it was an interesting piece of folk history, I think you might say. It's called Australian Folk Night. It was recorded in Melbourne in, I think, somewhere around 1968. It doesn't actually have a date on it, but I think it's around 68. It features lots of names that maybe you wouldn't recognise these days. Dennis Gibbons, David Lumsden, Doug Owen, Peter Laycock, Lenore Somerset. But also on there is Martin Wyndham Reid, who was living out here at that time, all those years ago, and Brian Mooney. There's a bush band as well, but Brian Mooney is the one we'll take a track from on this occasion. As I said, fairly rough and ready recording. It was a live performance in Melbourne Town Hall, of all places. I think you'll know this song.
Yes, I'm away a colonial boy, Jack Newlin was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland there in a place called Castlemaine. He was his mother's only son, his father's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home. And to Australia's sunny land, he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich, he helped the poor, he stopped Judge McAvoy. And a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One day, while on the mountainside, Jack Doolan rode along, while listening to the little birds singing their cheerful song. Up rode three troopers, fierce and grim, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy, and they all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Doolan, sir, you see there's 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's name, sir, you are our plundering son. Jack drew two pistols from his side and glaring at Fitzroy. I'll fight but won't surrender, cried the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kelly there, who fell dead to the ground. He fired point blank at Davis, who fell dead at the sound. But a bullet pierced his brave young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
Well, I came in today, flying over Sydney Harbour, as she sparkled like a diamond on a Sydney summer's day. Red hot roof tiles, but it's freezing back in China, as the plane wheels hit the runway. It's so long I've been away. I got into a cab, was talking to the taxi driver. He described a land divided, fingers pointing left and right. On the radio, an old man selling anger on the airwaves. He was blaming everyone who wasn't middle class and white. The taxi driver swore. He said, mate, we're all new Australians, whether your name be Philippus or Smith or Clark or bloody Wong. And I said, yeah, you're right. This is not the 1960s. There's far more to being Australian than your esky and your thongs. And he said, you're not wrong. Hear my song. I'm Australian, and there's plenty of space in me. Well, he dropped me down on Pitt Street, where the corporatoids are praying, and not-for-profits from the Bible, they prefer there's cash in hand. I took the Bondi bus up Oxford and saw the pretty boys out walking. I saw skin of every colour gracing Bondi's burning sands. And meanwhile through the countryside, the bushfires were blazing. I saw people fight together, everybody lends a hand. And out in the great dry west, I hear the old stock men are talking about the good times and the hard times that had fallen on the land. And I say, understand, it's our land. I'm Australian, and there's plenty of space in me. So Pauline, Pauline, love, do you think you know the answers? Or did you even know the question? Are we watching the same game? Oh, your politics of fear is your politics of hatred. But you're not the only one to use the politics of blame. And I'm hearing arguments and fighting over reconciliation, when we know a land divided is the worst we've got to fear. And there's gonna be more blues, 'cause there's so many different viewpoints. If and when the matter's settled, let's all sit down for a beer. And I say, have no fear, there'll be tears. I'm Australian, and there's plenty of space in me. Well, the time is now, 'cause the winds of change are blowing. We must bend and never break, like a supple sapling gum. And if you're telling me that we can't change, if you reckon we're old and rigid, I suggest you learn some yoga, so you learn to bite your bum. So stand up now, let us look to the horizon. We've got so much space to grow in, or we can take more refugees. Oh, but first things first, we gotta find a little space inside us just to understand a complex land, and in it plant the seeds. And I say, young and free, Australia, I'm young and free, and there's plenty of space in me. Today, flying over Sydney Harbour, as she sparkled like a diamond on a Sydney summer's day.
Fred Smith, and that song is called Open Country. Recorded a few years ago now, but still quite relevant, don't you think? Don't you think? You're listening to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. If you want to find out more about the program, that's fine. Go to comeallye.com. There it is. If you want to stream the program, you can do that too. If you go to radio.2mce.org, you'd have to do it now, though. I mean, now as in between 12 and 2, Eastern Time, Australian Time. If you want a podcast of the program, there's a few of those available as well. And you can get to them through the through 2MCE, or indeed there's a link on comeallye.com, a link to the podcasts. They don't go back as far as the program, however. The program kicked off in 1976. Podcast, not so. Tom Russell, he's been recording for a long time. I don't know whether he was recording in 1976, but he's written many very interesting songs, including one about Dylan Thomas, the Sparrow of Swansea.
From the back streets of Cardiff to a hall in St. Vincent's, a boathouse in Larne to a bench in Times Square, they are tolling the bells for the Sparrow of Swansea. Whispering his poems, they are sending him prayers. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea. Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horn churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. All the pubs, they come open at 11:30. You were likely to find him down at Brown's Hotel. Or the Mermaid, the Three Lamps, the Boar's Head, the Cross House, then back on around to the Worm's Head Hotel. I'll see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea. Lord, see how he sails. Or the Snail-Horn Churches, or the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. In the White Horse Tavern, on a grey New York evening, the Sparrow of Swansea was wounded in flight. Raging with whiskey, he lived out his poetry. He did not go gentle into that good night. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea. Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horn churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. We must rage against the dying of the light.
Hanging on the hill, the sun was still deciding. The old piper called the tune, and I was on. have heard me, and the snow goose flies in the northern sky from Greenland. Darkness comes with winter speed, they journey far from home, always struggling to survive, evermore to roam. They come back to Scotland, we're brothers, you and I, and the snow flies in the northern sky from Greenland. Is short, live it while you can. I've never seen the Highland Hill I didn't want to climb, but I will stop to watch the clouds that race across the moon, and the snow goose flies
called From Greenland, sung there by the McAlmonds. Fine Scottish band. They've been going a long, long time. I'm not sure if they're still working under that title, but a couple of them are still hard at work. You're listening to Come All Ye. We've got a little while to go before the end of the program. Here's Matty Pryor with a bunch of pals.
Here's a health to the jolly blacksmith, the best of all the fellows, who works at his anvil while the boy blows the bellows, which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal upon. Twanky dillo, twanky dillo, twanky dillo 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 dillo, and a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow. Here's a health to the pretty boy, the one I love best, who kindles a fire all in my own breast, which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal upon. Twanky dillo, twanky dillo, twanky dillo, 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 and a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow. If a gentleman calls,
strange places bright, hammers to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal upon. Twankie dillo, twankie dillo, twankie dillo, 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 dillo. And a roaring pair of blower pipes made from the green willow. Here's a health from fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal upon. Twankie dillo, twankie dillo, twankie dillo, 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 dillo. And a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow.
Well, I've got the mandolin out. I may as well do one of the old jug band blues. And this is one by Gus Cannon and his Jug Stompers called I'm Going to German.
I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. When you's in trouble, I work and pay your fine. When you's in trouble, I pay your fine. Now I'm in trouble, you don't pay me no mind. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. Going to German. I'll be back some old day.
Man, this is the most play.
From my window, stop knocking on my door. Away from my window, stop knocking on my door. Cause I don't want you hanging around no more. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. Going to German, I'll be back some old day. with someone that treats me like you do. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day. I'm going to German. I'll be back some old day.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ken. That's good. That's Ken Whiteley. He's gone to German. Yeah, an old jug band song. From an album called... is it called Going to German? No, it's called We'll Meet Again, that Ken Whiteley recorded some years ago with Mose Scarlett and Jackie Washington. Nice combination, that lot. But Ken Whiteley to the fore on that one, well and truly. Going to German. Getting very close to the end now, folks. Time for a couple of tracks only, I do believe. We'll hear, first of all, an English group called Rattle on the Stovepipe. This is Room for Company.
Room for company, here comes good fellas. Room for company at Bartholomew Fair. Cobblers and broomen, jailers and loomen, room for company, well may they fare. Butchers and tailors, shipwrights and sailors, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Room for company, here comes good fellas, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Paviors, bricklayers, potters and brickmakers, room for company, well may they fare. Beers and pewterers, plumbers and fruiterers, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Room for company, here comes good fellas, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Bellfounders, fellmongers, fellowsmenders, woodmongers, room for company, well may they fare. Pump-makers, glass-makers, chamberlains and map-makers, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Room for company, here comes good fellas, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
Collar makers, needle makers, button makers, fiddle makers, room for company, well may they fare. Fletchers and boyers, drawers and sawyers, room for company at Bartholomew Fair.
And that's it. Room for company. Bartholomew Fair. Bartholomew Fair used to take place in somewhere in London. Maybe it still does. I don't know. Now, that's it. We'll go out with Sir John Fenwick's The Fleur Among Them All. Northumbrian small pipes, or are they Scottish small pipes? You decide. I think Northumbrian. This is from the featured album, which was, and still is, Baltic Crossing, self-titled album by that band. And we'll see you next week. Have a good time while I'm away. Look after each other. Bye.